Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Margie Taylor, your host for Conroe Culture News, irlonestar.com, live streaming. We are FM 104.5, 106.1. We are on Facebook Live, Conroe Culture News, and YouTube Live. And again, you can listen live streaming at irlonestar.com. So today we're going to talk about local businesses and home improvement, and it's all about cleaning up, whether it's cleaning up your home with exquisite maid service that you can get weekly, monthly, whatever. We'll talk a little bit about that with We Clean For You and Deborah Dubois. And in the second half, we will have Best Option Restoration with Darren Wallace. He is the owner of Best Option Restoration. And what they do is complement We Clean For You. Actually, they work on cleaning up after any kind of horrible accident, whether it's a fire or storm or water damage or any of that. So that's what the show is going to be about today. And it is sponsored by Roger Stein Chiropractic. And they are located at 3033 West Davis by Conroe High School in Taco Bell. They are serving everyone, treating all patients of all ages, from infants to seniors, from weekend athletes to professionals, with a focus on natural holistic healing, not only to relieve pain but achieve optimal health. Dr. Stacy Rogers holds certifications in adjusting extremities, arm, legs, hands, feet, clinical nutrition, prenatal, and pediatric care. And it's only $37 to go see her with x-rays. And every bit of the $37 goes back to kids that are involved in CASA under the child welfare system. So go out and go see her. 3033 West Davis, Roger Stein Chiropractic. And coming up tomorrow, if you're an existing patient, 14 years and younger, they are having their monthly kids' night with a Disney party theme where everybody dresses up at Disney party. Next month, it's going to be May 15th when I grow up. And in June, they're having a beach party. So they're all about fun and helping everyone from infants to seniors at all ages. So, a few things going on around us. Of course, the trees are blooming, the weather's changing. Of course, when I say changing, it could change within the next hour. It goes from 85, 90 degrees to 60 degrees. I believe we have a cold front coming in this week again. But there's a few things that are going on besides the weather. The Heritage Museum of Montgomery County is welcoming their intimate gatherings this month with speaker Steve Davis. He's a professor at Lone Star College Kingwood, and he's talking on rock and roll legacy of Buddy Holly. How ironic, because Buddy Holly is also playing at the Crichton Theater. So this event at the Heritage Museum of Montgomery County is this coming Saturday, April 20th at 1 p.m. at the museum. It's absolutely free. They're located at Candy Cane Park, but you have to call to RSVP your seat. And it's 936-539-6873. So, the Crichton Theater, this will be the last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday and Saturday, the show is at 7:30. Sunday is at 2 o'clock matinee. It's fabulous. I saw it Friday night. It is fabulous. You need to go see this. The acting is superb. The music is superb. I mean, it's rock and roll, people. So it is what it is. And this is put on by Stage Right of Texas. You can help our kids that are victims of sexual abuse and trauma connected with Children's Safe Harbor by attending their first annual Sporting Clay Tournament, which is April 25th. That's in another week at Blackwood Sporting Club in Conroe. And every donation helps their mission of build to increase better communication of their new building that is happening. They are putting all the buildings together so that kids don't have to keep telling the story over and over again, which is traumatic in itself. So it helps with their new facility. So you can go to childrensafeharbor.org to find out about their shoot. The Greater Conroe Arts Alliance is auctioning off art pieces painted during their festival in March with an online sale. If you want to know about that, It is greaterconroealartsalliance.com, and the bidding ends April 30th at 7 p.m., and this all goes towards the arts. And there's over 17 different nonprofit organizations performing arts that are involved in that organization. And you know, you can always hear live music 7 days a week in downtown Conroe. Friday and Saturday night especially, you can go to 202 Main, the Corner Pub, the Red Brick Tavern, the Table at Madeley, and Pacific Yard House. Oh, and you can also get food and tasty beverages. So with that, I am going to take a quick break to give a shout out to our sponsor, and then we're going to come back for our first segment about We Clean For You and Deborah Du Bois.
Every Friday, tune into Texas Ticket on Conroe's 104.5 and 106.1 FM with Armando Nino of Go Lake Conroe, focusing on Montgomery County area events and places. Get a feel of the Texas spirit at the event, paired with guest and vendor interviews, event coverage, and ticket giveaways, and so much more. Join us Fridays and punch your Texas ticket. For more information on the show, visit irlonestar.com/Texas Ticket.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment or visit RogersSteinChiropractic.com. That's RogersSteinChiropractic.com.
And we are back. So my first segment today is going to be about We Clean For You. I know a little bit about We Clean For You. I have been involved with them for, 9 years or so. Took a little break. And now we have new ownership. Deborah Du Bois is the new owner of We Clean For You. In the past, it was Jeff and Lucille Hutton. And Deborah, how long have you owned the business?
I bought the business in June of 2023.
2023. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's still fairly new, but yet not, because you were involved with helping them in their office every day with so many things, right?
Yes.
So it just made sense when they were looking to do other things in their life that you would take it over, and you have. So tell me about We Clean For You.
We still operate the way we have since day one. The business is run by its core values of honesty and always doing the right thing, which is one of the reasons that whenever I first took over as operations manager for Jeff and Lucille Hutton, we just kind of hit it off because we had the same values, we had the same morals. How they ran the business is how they lived their personal life, and I do the same thing. So not long after I went to work for them, I did tell them that if they ever retired, that I would love the opportunity to buy the company. I'd always treated it the same as if it were mine. We grew the business. We worked very well together. And it is a thriving, flourishing business today.
And you recently opened up a new office in Conroe, correct?
Yes, I moved the offices from Spring to Conroe. We also extended our service area. We service North Houston to Trinity, Texas, and everything in between and all surrounding areas.
That's huge. That's a large span.
Yes.
So what makes We Clean For You different than other places? I know, but let's share what that is.
We are not your average cleaning service. We take great pride in how we run the business. Nobody does the hiring but me. We're very, very thorough when it comes to even just the hiring process. Especially nowadays, you have to be very careful who's coming into your home. I don't accept personal references. I want 10 years of work history. I verify everything. I personally pick up the phone and call 10 years of previous employers.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we do background checks, national background checks. We thoroughly vet each and every employee We've cleaned 48,000 houses in 11 years. We've never had a single issue of theft because it is extremely hard to become an employee of We Clean For You, whether it be the office or whether it be the cleaning technicians that we put into people's homes. So.
And I like that you call them cleaning technicians.
Yes.
You know, that elevates it a little bit.
Yes.
And I'm sure if you're doing things the same as they did in the past, Jeff and Lucille, that you have a training program and you pay them more than minimum wage, this is something that they can help their family with.
Yes, there is continuing education. We have on staff 21 cleaners now. I'm in the process of needing a couple of more. Everybody cleans the exact same way. We have a proven system. We are a very, very structured company. As big as we are, I like to say that we run like a well-oiled machine. Everything has a process. Everything has a system. We're very detailed. We're also a cleaning company that guarantees every single home that we go in to clean. We guarantee a great clean, or we go back and redo it at no cost to that client. Whenever I run somebody's credit card or somebody pays their bill, we want to make sure that we've given them the service that they're actually paying for.
And so, you get repeat customers.
Yes. Most of our clients, we clean about 650 homes a month. Most of those clients are recurring clients. So,
and they tell others.
Yeah. And we've had a lot of those clients that have been with us since day one. So that there is a testament to how we run the business.
And that's what I loved about it. Actually, they were my very first client almost 10 years ago. Yeah. Actually, before I formed the business, they reached out to me. But what is unique is the very regimented, structured program you have. And it's still like left to right, top to bottom, all of that.
Yep, top to bottom, left to right.
Yes, that's what I said. Yep. But starting with the top. Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, top to bottom, left mm-hmm. to right. You touch every space, yep. everything, move mm-hmm. every object, and do specialty items too. Like to me, it's the bathroom and the oven are my specialty things that I really need cleaned. So you do those things, and you really personalize the service to the person of extra things that they want as well.
We do. A lot of cleaning companies, you can just go on their website and you can get a price for cleaning. We don't do it that way. We treat every single homeowner different than the next. Every home is different. No two homes are the same. No two homeowners are the same, or renters, or whatever the case may be. We like the one-on-one contact with our clients. We customize cleanings based on somebody's wants, needs, and budget. Everybody is treated special. Everybody is treated unique. You can't just go on our website and get a price to clean your house.
And let me talk about that. It's We Clean For, number four, you. WeCleanForYou.com.
Yes.
And the same with all your socials.
Yes.
It is We Clean For You. So find them on Facebook. You know, you have a lot of amazing reviews on there as well. Facebook, Google, website, they're all over the place. So I do have a question. Are you still giving back to the community? Are you still helping men, ladies that have cancer year-round?
We do. We have been part of Cleaning for a Reason since 2016. Cleaning for a Reason was started by Debbie Sardone over in Dallas. It is an organization. It's a nonprofit that caters to, it started out as just catering to women with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. We Clean For You is taking it a step further. So we do two complimentary cleanings for any man, woman, or child that's battling any form of cancer. And then if they choose to continue service or they need service with us, we drastically discount it. We're always giving back. And actually, I was just in Dallas last week on a business trip, and we were recognized. There's 1,400 cleaning companies all across the nation that participate in Cleaning for a Reason. We are in the top 25 for 2023 for the most cleanings
that's huge.
Given. Yeah, that's huge, yes. We give back to the community in many, many, many ways, not just with Cleaning for a Reason. We donate to a lot of charities and organizations. We just help out where we can and give back where we can, and we love doing that. But Cleaning for a Reason is very near and dear to our heart. Always has been.
I know, it always has been. Mm-hmm. And I want to emphasize that it isn't just in October. It is year-round, yep. Any form of cancer, anybody in the family that needs a little assistance and a little break. Because, you know, when your house is clean, you feel good.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. It just changes things from the inside out.
It does. And we actually just did, I did a documentary, I guess it's been a couple of months ago now, and we went out and we videotaped the daughter of a gentleman. She had just lost her father, but we wanted to do a video for Cleaning for a Reason. And that video was just, it wound up being so gut-wrenching, and she was just, this daughter was just so grateful for the service that we provided to her father. And it was, we went above and beyond with her. It was more than just the two cleanings, but she was crying in the video, and she was explaining to the audience about how much more time she got to spend with her father before he passed away, because she didn't have to worry about the cleaning of his home. So it was very precious to her.
Yeah. And that's amazing. Yeah. So you are also a part of two other businesses that you're pushing out, correct?
Yes.
And what are those businesses?
I also own We Organize For You, and I am about to form We Haul For You.
Tell me about them.
Organizing is where we go into somebody's home and we help them get their home put together. We want everyone to feel comfortable in their space. If they don't have the time to do it or they're not sure how to do it, we're an extra set of hands that we can go in and help you organize your personal intimate space, which is your home. And then We Haul For You, that's going to be a company that is going to help assist with the We Organize For You. Anybody that needs things hauled away, hoarder situations, you know, things like that.
Or maybe downsizing.
Downsizing, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anytime you're ready to, you know, give things away or junk it, I mean, it's kind of like, do you keep it? Do you donate it or do you trash it?
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So with this involved pantries, garages, offices, all of that for the We Organize?
Yes. And we actually do a lot of, believe it or not, we organize a lot of garages for people. Yeah, you know, people just don't have time. That's where they throw all their junk and then they get so tired of it, they call us to come fix it.
So. Okay. And I'm sure maybe there's a junk drawer in the kitchen and a junk room that you kind of accumulate things in that could be a guest room that you just don't have time to mess with it.
We specialize in giving people back their time. We come in and take care of the things that they just don't have time to do.
And cleaning, you know, there's nothing wrong with having someone come in and clean your house because you're a busy person. It doesn't reflect on you that you don't have time.
Right.
And most families have, you know, if you have the husband and wife team in there, they're both working for the most part. They just don't simply have the time. And if you have kids, that's another element. And you're doing the school things or the sports or the whatever. And you just need somebody to come in once a week, once every 2 weeks, or whatever that looks like. Is that correct?
That is correct. And a lot of people, they don't feel comfortable having strangers come into their home. Say that they're not the best housekeeper. One of our main policies for all employees, and they're told this upon hiring, we are not a company that judges. We don't know what people are dealing with in their personal lives. We don't know the time that they have to devote to cleaning. We are not one to judge. We really don't care what kind of shape someone's home is in. We're just there to help them fix the problem.
Okay. So if they need service, what's the best way to get in contact?
They can call our office at 832-928-1690. We are available 7 days a week to answer the phones and clean.
7 days a week?
Yeah, we do 7 days a week.
Wow. Well, good for you.
Thank you.
Do you answer the phone every time? You got people.
I have people. I know people. We have people that answer it Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Mm-hmm. And then I'm always willing to take calls on the weekends and after hours. I can always be reached. And then they can also go to our website at www.wecleanthenumber4you.com.
Very good. Okay. Anything that I haven't covered, Deborah?
I think that's it. We're here to help. Give us a call if you need the extra help.
Fabulous. Well, thank you very much for coming on. It's been a while. Feels like it's been a couple years at least since We Clean For You has come on. And I welcome you to come back when you get ready with your other businesses.
Thank you.
And let's talk about it.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And we'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you.
Since 2004, Roger Stein Chiropractic has offered spine and joint manipulation services to residents of Montgomery County and surrounding areas. Conditions treated include lower back pain, migraines, headaches, whiplash, carpal tunnel, neck pain, sciatica, joint pain, sports injuries, herniated discs, and complications from pregnancy. Roger Stein Chiropractic, led by Dr. Stacy Rogers and Dr. Brian McGee, is an integrity-verified chiropractic clinic. Call 936-441-9990 for an appointment or visit rogersteinchiropractic.com. That's RODGERSSTEIN chiropractic.com.
Our talk shows and music shows are looking for sponsors. Want to expand your brand awareness? Reach the hyperlocal audience in Montgomery County? Lone Star Community Radio sponsorships accomplish this. Want to see our stats and rates? Check out irlonestar.com/sponsor for more information. Or call in and leave us a message at 936-647-3776 with your questions. Get seen on TV, YouTube, and heard on our podcast, FM, and internet radio. Support your local radio station with Lone Star Community Radio.
What is homelessness? Have you seen parents struggle to find a job without having transportation or childcare? What about the children sleeping in cars with nothing to eat? Families shouldn't have to struggle to survive, and children should not be homeless. Family Promise of Montgomery County serves the needs of homeless families and their children. Learn about ways you can help and learn about partnership opportunities at www.familypromiseofmc.org or call our day center at 936-441-8778.
Listen in Mondays at noon to hear Conroe news from local nonprofits, businesses, upcoming events, Conroe Park events, news stories, and information that matters to you with your host, Margie Taylor of Taylorized PR. For more information about being a guest, visit irlonestar.com/Conroe Culture.
Lone Star Community Radio is looking for those who are interested in hosting their own talk show. With monthly and weekly slots available in Conroe's FM 104.5, 106.1, and on irlonestar.com. Start your own podcast, create your first YouTube channel, and be on TV. Contact Lone Star Community Radio online at irlonestar.com or call the station message line at 936-647-3776 to take your first step into the radio world.
Did you know that there are over 153 million orphans in the world today? The sad reality is 99% of those kids will likely never be adopted. CoreLove is an organization right here in Conroe that takes care of orphan children in Haiti, Honduras, and India. We bring the love of Jesus by providing their six basic needs of clean water, proper food, health care, education, job skills, and a loving home. Visit CoreLove.org, that's CoreLuv.org. Will you help defend the orphan?
Okay, for our second segment today, I am sitting across the table with Darren Wallace. He is the co-owner of Best Option Restoration. So it's all about cleaning today, but this is cleaning in a bigger way. Because sometimes when you have a mess that's really big, like you had a fire or water damage or storm damage, maybe your roof caved in from a tree that fell on your house, hopefully not, but no matter what it is, maybe it's mold. I hope not. I hope none of these things you ever have happened. But if you do, these people are your best option for restoration in your home or business, right? You do commercial as well?
That's
correct. It's kind of
yes.
All the same, right?
Yes.
I mean, I don't know, but hopefully I don't know. So, yes, it's all about cleaning. And you offer 24/7 service because you never know when a disaster is going to happen.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. This is the first time I've switched my phone on and off.
Okay,
about a month and a half.
Well, it'll be safe. You'll still probably see a message, hopefully, if you need it. So, you also have a partner. Who's your partner?
I do. My partner. partner is Jessica Carline. Mm-hmm. We've been working together in various businesses for around about 10 years now. So
you work together in oil and gas, is that correct? I went on your website and perused through it.
Yep.
Good information. So why did you start this business?
I'd worked for big companies for many, many years, oil and gas, obviously. Kind of got a little bit bored of it, decided it's time to try and do something that was
different.
Yeah, different for us and give back to the people as well. Just try and help the popular, help the local area.
Why
stuff,
restoration?
You know?
How does that work with oil and gas?
It doesn't at all.
Okay, I was trying to figure that out. It's kind of like oil and vinegar, right?
Yeah, my I'm obviously not from this area.
Where are you from?
I'm from a place called Dundee in Scotland.
Scotland?
Yep, so I've been out
here. I was thinking it was the Woodlands accent.
Yeah, it's nearly Texas. It's getting there.
Yes, yes. So from Scotland. Yes, yeah. Sir. So you guys work together, and how long ago did you start this business?
We've been open just over a year now.
Okay.
But I've got 20-odd years of experience of messing about with houses. In the UK...
What does messing about houses mean?
Ultimately, in the UK, you don't have restoration companies. They just don't exist. You either fix it yourself, or you hire each individual little part to come in and help you. So...
What does that each little part look like?
You would have a plumber, you would have a carpenter, you would have a cleaning company. There's no one company that does it all.
Yes.
And... A lot of people did just fix it themselves. And Basically, my parents taught me when I was 16 years old, here's what you need to know to run a house and keep it going. And over the years, you just learn and experience. And yeah,
so you've just learned to be the handyman of all trades.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. So.
Okay. So that's one bad thing about Scotland. Of all the things there are about Scotland, they don't have restoration.
They don't have restoration companies. Yeah.
So, okay. So other than that, it sounds beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So you learn the hard way and... Through experience, and yeah, here we are. I decided, let's give it
a go. Here we are. So. How long have you been here in the States?
10 years.
Just 10. Okay. Yes. And that's when you started working in oil and gas with Jessica?
Yes.
Okay. And then you both were over it and started this business?
Yes.
And this is a franchise?
It is a franchise. We were the first one in Houston area, but there's now another two opened up further down south. So we have some backup should we need it. So, yeah.
Backups are good.
Can't go wrong. Yeah.
Yeah.
A weather event happens, you need extra resources. It's always good to have someone else.
So, have you had a weather event of lately?
We had the storm last week. We picked up a job last week for a flooded house in the Woodlands area. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Just off last.
So I'm imagining tornadoes, hurricanes.
Yeah. We had quite a big water loss on the freeze in January.
We're
just finishing off now. That's taking a little bit of time to get through insurance.
So people can use their insurance for restoration, or how does that work?
We ultimately, what we try to pride ourselves in doing is you call us first, we will deal with your insurance for you. We will walk you through
you
the process.
It. Yeah. Okay.
So I like to think we can be the first call and the only call. So you call us for the insurance, we will speak to the insurance, we will carry out your remediation, we will then use our network team to build process.
So you're
back.
Turnkey.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah. So we stay in our lane by doing the remediation and mitigation side of it, but we have partners that we work with that do the rebuild, drywall.
Okay, so you have different contractors that
correct.
You work
yeah,
with.
Yeah, but we project manage
that
the
you have
whole
already
thing.
Vetted and they're good to
correct.
Go. And
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we give them a choice. The homeowner can either choose their person and we can work with them, or they can do it themselves. Just every case is different. It's just a case of
whatever they need.
Exactly.
Just call you.
Exactly.
Let's call you. So let's talk about that. So it's called Best Option Restoration. And the easiest way to find it is to just Google it because it's long.
Yep.
But it's B-O as in Best Option Restoration of...
In Houston.
In Houston.com. So just Google it, Best Option, Best Option, because that's what I did and it came up really easy and the same on... Facebook, but they help with fire, water, mold. We don't like mold, but
mold is my specialty.
Okay, tell me about that.
To do mold in Texas, you need a license. I'm state licensed, so that allows us to go in and do the job properly, make sure it's all fully taken care of, and at the end of it, you get a certificate saying you're clear of mold, which is fantastic because that's what you need if you're going to sell your house at any point in time or business in the future.
Yeah, you have to release that if you have any mold.
Yes.
How difficult is that? That sounds like that's a bigger process.
It is. There's two parties involved in this, and this is for the state. You're not allowed to do the inspection and the remediation as one person. It's got to be two separate companies. So we work with what's called a MAC, which is a mold assessment consultant. We have two or three of them we work with. Hmm. And what they do is they come in, they do air quality tests, and they write a report and go, oh, you've got mold in your bathroom. You need to take down this wall, take out this flooring, whatever. We then come in, do what they say, and make sure it's all done properly. If there's anything else, we do that as well. And then they come back at the end of us and they basically run a test which proves that we've done the job to the best of our ability and to the satisfaction. You've got to have an actual set level. So they'll come in and go, oh, you have 10,000 spores in your bathroom. You need to get down to 5,000. At the end of the process, they come back in and they'll test it again and go, good, you're down to 100 spores. You've passed. And you give a certificate that we both sign, which releases the homeowner.
Wow, okay.
And that goes to the insurance
as well.
So is that
a common problem, the mold?
Oh, yes.
Because of the humidity?
Absolutely. I believe 70% of all buildings in North America have some sort of mold. It's not all
bad.
But
we don't know it.
But you don't know it, exactly. And a lot
until
of people,
somebody just starts having health issues.
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
So
yes.
If I started sneezing, coughing, Dick started having issues, we could think that maybe there's something in this room?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's pretty much how you discover
and
it and have somebody
it.
Come in. So yes. At that point, if we thought there was a problem, would we call you?
You can call us and we will refer someone to come in and do the inspection. They will actually be able to physically tell you with data how much mold you have and whether it's good or bad and what needs done to remediate
Interesting.
It. Yeah.
Huh.
Otherwise, you're just basically taking down drywall for the sake of taking down drywall.
And
you don't know what you're doing.
That's,
so, yeah.
That's not a good process. So if you had, let's say, mold in the bathroom, which I think would be a great place to have it. I mean, not great, but you know. Does it spread from there?
Oh, yes. Well, okay, so mold needs three things to grow. It needs humidity, which, wow, Texas, we have a lot of that.
Yes.
It needs moisture.
Yeah.
And it needs a food source. So food source is almost anything that's carbon-based, whether that be wood, drywall, carpet, whatever you like. It's going to try and eat it. The moisture, you've got a water leak. That's where it's getting its fluids
yeah.
from. So to stop it, you've got to get rid of one of those three. The first one is basically get rid of the moisture. There's no point in taking the mold away if you've still got your leak coming through your roof because it's just going to grow back again.
Right.
So what we do is find the leak, find what the problem is, work with our partners to get that fixed, get rid of it, and make sure it doesn't come back. And then
so if you're
afterwards.
Having a leak from your pipes or your roof, those are people that you have in your so-called Rolodex
yes.
to get them online. Okay. All right. So you're the one-stop shop.
We are, yes.
All right. So that is more likely if you have mold, but it could be storm. It could be just really tough cleaning kind of things that you need to do. And, I mean, fires I wouldn't think would be that often.
Fire's probably the one we do least of.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, mold is the biggest one here for us. Water damage. Storm depends on the year. This year could be interesting.
I think it could be a hurricane.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Exactly, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
7 years.
Yeah.
So that's kind of out of the norm.
Yeah. We have a few plumbers that call us up and go, we've got a client here that says I've got a leak, but we can't find it. Can you come in and help? And we go in with our specialist tools and take a look. And generally, if we find the leak, we can advise them, okay, you need to get the plumber back and fix this problem, then we'll fix the damage.
So you're certified in mold
and water remediation. Yeah.
Okay.
Which covers the storm as well.
Do you have other people that come in for the other parts then? Or can you assess it yourself of whatever the damage is, fire, water,
we generally assess
wind.
It all the way through because, I work with the rebuild people, my drywall guys, so I have an idea and a good plan of how much it costs to rebuild, so I can give the homeowner an estimate and go, this is what it's going to cost, and here's your change of timeline.
So you're jack of all trades.
Trying, yeah.
So to speak, or, you know, a Darren of all trades instead of Jack. So you clean up soot and damage from fires, and I would imagine that you have maybe like things with a fireplace in the winter, fall type of thing, you know, that it hasn't been cleaned before it was used, and maybe there was some sparks or something that happened.
Yeah, exactly. It's a case of call us. If we can't help you, we know the person that can.
You know the
we
people that
can. We will put
you
in touch with the right
person. You
won't
person just say, I don't know, and move on.
Absolutely. We're here to help, and it's just a case of we will find you the right person to get your home put back to normal. Yeah.
So where are you located?
I live in Willis, but we're based around the Woodlands area. We serve all of Montgomery County.
And then some.
And then some, yes.
And then some. So yep. Tomball, yep. Spring, Huntsville.
Yep, as far as Trinity.
And if you can't Tomball, do it, you know somebody who can.
Yes, that's exactly it. Just, yeah, don't be afraid to call if you're not within our area. We will know someone in another area that can help you out. That's
well, I would imagine it's a pretty panicky thing if you're having to call you. Yeah. Yeah. they're not usually happy.
And that's the thing. That's one of the reasons we like mold. If you've got mold on a Friday, you're going to have mold on a Monday. You don't want it. But you don't need someone
but
there.
But it's not a right, panic.
Exactly. So you can think about it and go, let's plan this properly and make sure it's done.
So water damage could be?
Water damage, you need someone there. Yeah. I mean, we tried to get there within an hour, certainly within two.
Okay. Yeah. What other things are call now? Well, fire damage.
Fire, yep. Storm again. Yep. We have roofers that we have a list of we can call that we've vetted and worked with previously. So if there's storm damage and you've got water in your house, but you've still got the roof leak, give us a call. We'll come out, start looking at it, and we'll call a roofer while we're driving down the road, hands-free, of course, and get a roofer to meet us there and patch the roof, and then we can get you dried out.
Yeah. Well, this is good. I mean, it's good to know that there's people that can help you out, that are experts in the community.
Yes.
And you're a member of the Conroe Chamber?
Yes. Yes.
So they can Google you and find you there, too. Best option restoration, or just look for restoration in our
we're
area.
Very active, we're very active on Facebook, so keep an eye. Find us on Facebook
and follow us there. Yes. Yep. And so, again, what is your why? Why did you suddenly do this? Is it because you've done this in Scotland, you've done repair, and you just wanted something different to do?
Exactly that. It's after 30 years of engineering, I could have started my own engineering company, no problem at all. But that's just... I wasn't getting the love for that anymore. It was like, time for a change.
Kind of boring.
Time to do something else. Yeah. What can I do? And I love working on houses. I love helping people out with that sort of stuff. So
you're making a difference because you're helping families out.
I hope so. That's what
Well, I mean, your home is your safe place. Yeah. And if something's horrible, and it's the same with your business, you put your money, you invest in your business. And if something tragic happens, it's personal.
Exactly.
You want to get it fixed as swiftly as you can.
That's actually a very good way of putting it. We hope we provide a personal service. Try to build the relationship the minute we walk through the front door so the homeowner is comfortable with what we're doing. Because it's invasive, there is no doubt. We're coming in and demolishing parts of your house for a
you
lot of time.
You have to.
We have to, yeah. And that's not fun. I wouldn't like that done to my house. And so it's making people comfortable.
But sometimes you have to do this.
And it's just, what can we do to make things better for them? And it's simple things. We take photographs and use special equipment to scan the whole house when we go in. So when you move furniture out of the way, putting it back, all the items, the ornaments and things like that, your photographs, putting them back in exactly the same position as they were. Just so it saves them, okay, I feel better now because...
Do you take pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. I spent half my life looking at the phone going, okay, that photograph was there, this vase was there.
And
make sure it all looks as good as it was when we walked in.
Sure.
That way they're comfortable going, okay,
What's the time span on something like this?
It
varies, I'm sure.
It varies. It depends if you're going... Insurance is the big problem. They tend to hold things up. Just by, we need to look at it and we'll sit back and think about it for a little while. It's one of our things is we tried to be as quick as possible while doing the job correctly.
Jobs you still have to do quickly.
Yes.
And then figure out the pay later.
Exactly that. Yeah. So, and it's a simple steps. It's once we are finished and the house is demoed, I try to get drywall to put the sheetrock back within a day or two of us leaving. So they're not sitting there with holes in their walls for weeks on end.
So they're not staying in the hotel
Exactly that. Get the home looking as close to possible, as finished as you can, as fast as we can. Everything after that can be looked at. But if you've got the walls back in place, you're not looking from your living room through your bathroom through the wall. So.
Okay. Wow. All right. It's a lot. It's a lot of action. Do you stay busy all the time with this stuff?
It's up and down.
Yeah.
We find mold seems to be fairly constant because it's throughout the year.
Sure.
Water seems to tend to go up and down, and storm season's obviously storm season. You know when that's going to be. May, June's always kind of busy, and then later in the year.
April showers.
Yeah. April tends to be quiet, strangely enough, and we're not the only one that's finding that. It's other people are saying, April's quiet. So I don't know why.
We had tax day floods several years ago.
Yeah,
don't know if you were around then. I know you didn't have your business in, but
yes,
that was pretty catastrophic.
Yes.
And then we had it again in May.
Yeah.
So
I mean, water leaks don't know the calendar or the time of day.
They don't really care. whatever.
Yep.
And accidents happen.
Exactly. So,
do you do much with businesses?
I would say 10% commercial, 90% residential.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because you'd probably put more safeguards in businesses.
Yes.
Because it affects a lot more people.
Yes, businesses tend to be bigger projects as well. That's the thing, so. Yeah.
I'm sure. Okay, so what have I not talked about, Darren?
That's a good question. I think
we're... Anything else you would like to tell people about you, yourself personally, or your business?
Myself, well, personally. Well, I came to America because Scotland's cold, and I got bored of the cold. We decided we're going to
come
here.
You got bored of the cold?
Yeah. So I still love the sun. Texas is excellent. That's why I'm here. I love it. Yeah.
You still have family out there in Scotland?
Yes. Yeah. I used to travel back quite a lot when someone else was paying for the flights. Less so now. I'm a business. This business is keeping me busy as well. So it's.
Okay.
If anyone needs us for anything at all, just give us a call. We will help out.
So what is Jessica's? What is her partnership? What does that look like? How do you both work together? Does she have expert area?
Yeah, we fight all the time. No, I'm joking. But yeah,
that isn't what I'm asking.
Yeah. Jessica's background is more into data and computer side of things.
Okay.
So she is fantastic at the business side of it, all the finances, that sort of stuff. She's also my right-hand person on some of the jobs. So whether she likes it or not, she has to get dirty and put the gloves on and help
at
out.
At times.
Help out, yeah.
But you like to go there in person and then she does the backup kind of thing?
Exactly.
Okay.
For mold, that's my forte because I've got the license for that. So that's the one I prefer to do. And I'm on site almost every day for things like that. Yeah, it keeps us going, yeah.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing your best option restoration business. A lot of things I didn't know. Some were no surprises, like the mold, of course. That's horrible. And hopefully you can partner with We Clean for You. I think there's a partnership in there somewhere.
Absolutely, yes.
Because it's all about living clean, you know,
that's
in
right.
a clean environment, healthy environment. Because it's all about your health, too. And you can't live with all of this stuff going on. It just makes everybody sick.
Okay,
well, thank you very much for coming on the show, and I hope to see you around the community, although maybe not in my house cleaning something. I can do without that stress.
Thank you.
Every Friday, tune into Texas.